Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Guns N' Roses on Trail Mix 103.1. Sweet Child of Mine. Good morning. Happy 8 o'clock hour. Second half of the morning show coming at you next. That was a keyword hour last hour. Hopefully you got that keyword in before the hour ended, and it has. If you're listening to this and you didn't get the keyword in, whoops. Well, you've got another one coming at 11 o'clock, of course, and four more a day for the rest of the week for the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. This hour, though, it's about football, and the Packers are getting weird. As if we need an excuse, we will too. We'll talk football after four more here on Trail Mix. Who you gonna call?
Strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
Ghostbusters!
I'm afraid of no ghosts. I hear it likes to guess. I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Is Trail Mix 103.1.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill. Buddy, and he's played up.
saints. I chant with wings.
Who do you think of?
Def Leppard, Love Bites, Eddie Money and Sheryl Crow just before. Football this hour, and like I told you, the Packers are getting weird. Actually, I mean, okay, it is weird, but it's not weird. They've just got some extra guys at a certain position right now. Talking about wide receivers and cornerbacks, specifically the Packers reportedly trying out wide receiver Bo Melton as a cornerback. And like immediately, hey, yeah, that's weird. Why would you do that? And the reasons are simple, but at the end of the day, I don't believe we really need to do this. And there's a couple reasons why. So Bo Melton is basically bottom of a very long list of wide receivers. He's got more experience than a lot of names technically on the team right now, since there's actually like 8 or 9 wide receivers on the roster right now. But eventually, when roster cutdowns have to happen, Bo Melton is a name that's pretty likely to be off the team, maybe practice squad. He's a decent special teams guy. He's been used as a rushing receiver on offense sometimes. He's got a touchdown in those sort of situations in his past. But again, just not top of the list or anywhere near it receiver-wise, being tried out at cornerback, and he's certainly not going to be any sort of Travis Hunter down there in Jacksonville playing two ways. But at the end of the day, with this many receivers on the roster and where he is on that list, combined with our need at cornerback after we just let go of Jair Alexander, well, let's just say he's not going to replace Jair either. I think, to make a long story short, this isn't as weird as it sounds, but it is weird for Melton specifically. I always get nervous for players when I see them trying out in other positions. You know, it's gone better than one could expect. Look at Terrell Pryor, quarterback converted to receiver. So it's possible, but like I said, I get nervous. If you're not playing your first position well enough to lock that down, no good, no good. Outdoor news and weather coming up next. More football later this hour on Trail Mix. Wrong button.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Feeling like you've lost a step? You're not alone. After 35, most men start losing free testosterone, the hormone that helps you stay lean, strong, and energized. But now there's a game-changing solution. Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster from the number one brand in America. Nugenix Total T2 is packed with even more men-boosting power, and it works fast. With a powerful nitric oxide booster, it sends your energy and performance levels skyrocketing in just 3 hours. That's right, just 3 hours. To start feeling like your old self again. For a limited time, you can try it for yourself absolutely free. Text now to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the number one selling testosterone brand at GNC. But that's not all. When you send us a text, we'll also include a free bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever. Feel stronger, leaner, more driven. Text PRIDE to 369-369 now. That's PRIDE to 369-369. Text PRIDE to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation recently announced its Conservationist of the Year awards. I'll tell you about some of the fine Badger State residents they chose when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. At its recent annual banquet, the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation named Lisa Kardash its Conservationist of the Year. A 25-year DNR veteran and a senior wildlife biologist, Kardash has long been at the forefront of the state's conservation efforts. She's responsible for all wildlife management programs in Wood and Portage counties, and she also manages the Buena Vista Wildlife Area in Portage County, which shelters roughly two-thirds of the state's remaining prairie chickens. The group also named Lillian Rack the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Youth Conservationist of the Year. The group says that since joining the Youth Conservation Congress, Rack has become a standout voice, sharing her experiences, knowledge, and passions in ways that inspire peers and mentors alike. Other award recipients included Dan Butkus, the Water Conservationist of the Year, Kurt Rollman, the Wildlife Conservationist of the Year, Jim Lemke, Land Conservationist of the Year, and Laura Schulte, Conservation Communicator of the Year. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
We are going to have a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight, 48 the low. Tomorrow, some of the morning scattered showers in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a
Katy Perry on Trail Mix 103.1. Firework. This hour is the football hour, and I found a small piece of news that explains a lot of moves that three different teams made this offseason. One tiny little piece of news, and it waterfalls into, oh, wow, suddenly a whole bunch of things make sense. I'll give you the details and what details they reveal after some wham.
Walk through the woods on a sunny day. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I will survive without you.
Thank you. wish I could say to you, don't go.
As he walks away, he feels the pain getting strong. The people in your life, they don't know what's going on. Too proud to turn around, he's gone.
Don't turn around.
Mix 103.1. Bring the music, news, and information. You bring the peanuts and chocolate. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Michael Jackson on Trail Mix 103.1, The Way You Make Me Feel, Billy Joel, Ace of Base, and Wham! This hour, keeping things real on 103.1. Football this hour, and as I told you, I found a tiny little piece of news, one that was no surprise, though news indeed it was. But it really explained a lot of things that we've seen in the NFL this offseason, so I wanted to briefly highlight it. That piece of news was that the Packers were in talks to trade for Baltimore Ravens wide receiver Rashad Bateman this offseason. This was before the draft. We have no reason to believe Rashad Bateman will ever be a Packer because he's actually signed a contract extension with the Ravens. And since then, of course, the Packers have added several receivers through several different methods, undrafted free agents and the draft being the main ones. But the thing that I read as I was reading this story by Justice Mosqueda on the Acme Packing Company website was that two other teams were interested in Rashad Bateman, 25 years old, put together about 800 receiving yards, 9 touchdowns last season. He's about 6'1", 200 pounds, the kind of receiver that Matt LaFleur likes. Speedy enough, big enough, pretty well-rounded. Now, that piece of news that came along with this was that the Patriots and the Cowboys were also interested in Rashad Bateman. And that is a look at the NFL offseason in a nutshell, because the Cowboys ended up trading for George Pickens, former Steelers wide receiver this offseason, and the Patriots signed Stephon Diggs, former Texan, former Bill, former Viking, to a huge contract in late March. And the Packers, of course, grabbed two receivers in the draft and added a couple more as undrafted free agents. So a pretty good look just right there at three different teams trying and failing to grab the same player and resorting to two different approaches, free agency and the draft, to fill the gap. They all went for Rashad Bateman, the Packers, the Patriots, the Cowboys. They all missed. Two teams traded for a receiver to fill that hole. The Packers drafted two guys, and as always, we'll see. That's football for today. Just a little nutshell look at basically, I mean, like, it was kind of three super common offseason maneuvers all in one simple package. Right here for you on Trail Mix. Check the weather up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to have a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight, 48 the low. Tomorrow, some of the morning scattered showers in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 58.
Oh,
listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.